Harper Audio presents Just Kids, read by Patti Smith.
Much has been said about Robert, and more will be added. Young men will adopt his gait. Young girls will wear white dresses and mourn his curls. He will be condemned and adored, his excesses damned or romanticized. In the end, truth will be found in his work, the corporeal body of the artist. It will not fall away. Men cannot judge it, for art sings of God and ultimately belongs to him. Forward. I was asleep when he died. I had called the hospital to say one more good night, but he had gone under, beneath layers of morphine. I held the receiver and listened to his labored breathing through the phone, knowing I would never hear him again. Later, I quietly straightened my things, my notebook and fountain pen, the cobalt inkwell that had been his, my Persian cup, my purple heart, a tray of baby teeth. I slowly ascended the stairs, counting them, 14 of them, one after another. I drew the blanket over the baby in her crib, kissed my son as he slept, then lay down beside my husband and I said my prayers. "He is still alive," I remember whispering. And then I slept. I awoke early, and as I descended the stairs, I knew that he was dead. All was still save the sound of the television that had been left on in the night. An arts channel was on. An opera was playing. I was drawn to the screen as Tosca declared, with power and sorrow, her passion for the painter Cavaradossi. It was a cold March morning, and I put on my sweater. I raised the blinds, and brightness entered the study. I smoothed the heavy linen draping my chair and chose a book of paintings by Redon, opening it to the image of the head of a woman floating in a small sea. Closed eyes. A universe not yet scored and contained beneath the pale lids. The phone rang and I rose to answer. It was Robert's youngest brother, Edward. He told me that he had given Robert one last kiss for me, as he had promised. I stood motionless, frozen, then slowly, as in a dream, returned to my chair. At that moment, Tosca began the great aria, Vissi da Art. I have lived for love, I have lived for art. I closed my eyes and folded my hands. Providence determined how I would say goodbye. Mundy's Children. When I was very young, my mother took me for walks in Humboldt Park, along the edge of the Prairie River. I have vague memories, like impressions on glass plates, of an old boathouse, a circular band shell, and an arched stone bridge. The narrows of the river emptied into a wide lagoon, and I saw upon its surface a singular miracle. A long curving neck rose from a dress of white plumage. "Swan," my mother said, sensing my excitement. It pattered the bright water, flapping its great wings and lifted into the sky. The word alone hardly attested to its magnificence nor conveyed the emotion it produced. The sight of it generated an urge I had no words for, a desire to speak of the swan, to say something of its whiteness, the explosive nature of its movement and the slow beating of its wings. The swan became one with the sky. I struggled to find words to describe my own sense of it. "Swan," I repeated, not entirely satisfied. and I felt a twinge, a curious yearning, imperceptible to passers-by, my mother, the trees, or the clouds.